Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome once again to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast Show. I am your host, Shea Chisinga. Today it is May the 20th of 2019, and this is our fourth podcast. I am extremely excited that you are here today listening to another empowerment podcast. Today we got another great topic that we're going to be discussing. But before we do that, I just want to send out a reminder. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can get the notifications of when our shows releases on Monday afternoons or throughout the day. Not only that, make sure you download your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit. If you are in any type of service-based business, whether you're training, teaching, coaching, you have service products that you want to offer others, the Coaching Starter Kit, it is an amazing tool that you can use in your business. It gives you 17 different types of forms that includes contracts. It includes templates of invoicing. It includes templates of coaching, how your coaching practice or your business is decided to set up. And you can make them all your own. So you do not want to miss out on this amazing free gift. So do not forget to download that on today. Without further ado, our topic today, it is about preparation. Getting prepared for what you desire in life. Getting prepared for your harvest. Getting prepared for the things you want to see happen for you. And the reason why I'm going to talk about this is because many times what we most people do, instead of being in a place of preparing, we are in a place of worrying about what is happening or worrying about what could not happen. Instead of taking that energy and that time to prepare for what you desire to see happen in your life. Perfect example is this. You desire to grow your business. You desire to have a full practice of clients. You desire to have more speaking opportunities. You desire to write more books. You desire to maybe have your own office. You desire to have your own events. You desire to travel with your business, maybe go on a tour. And instead of you getting prepared to make that desire to become a manifestation or fruition, we spend time in worry of how we're going to do it. Or we spend time of worrying that it may not happen. We spend time worrying about your current circumstances because you're not seeing what you desire to see. Instead of switching your mindset to say, you know what? I may not see the results I need to see at this moment, but I am in getting prepared for where I desire to go. I'm getting myself in order. I'm getting things in priority. I'm getting my health in order. I am investing in my knowledge, more understanding of where I desire to go. I'm getting clear on who my clientele is. Is it a place where I need to maybe change my clientele? Are you in a place where you have to upgrade some processes and procedures that you already are doing in your business? Maybe you need to kind of upgrade your brand. That is a part of being in preparation for where you desire to go in your business. So today, I'm really going to get into the business side of being prepared for where you need to go in your business. And the very first thing that I, now again, these things are not what you call completely in order, but they are amazing. I feel great solid business principles that you can apply to help you prepare for where you need to go in your life. So the first thing that you really want to begin to do is, first of all, get clear about what do you want to see happen for yourself in your business in the next 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months. Many times we write out our goals of what we want to see for the next 5 years, but that is something that we need to do. But in reality, we need to focus on what can we change in 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months. So the first 90 days, then there's 60 days, and then there is, 90 days, 120 days, and then there is the end of the year or whatever, or the beginning of the year, that 6 month mark that you want to reach some goals and desires in your business. So that's the first thing you want to do. So for an example, you may say, I would like to enroll 10 people in the next 90 days in my program or in my service. Or you may say, in the next 90 days, I want to release and launch my own event, my first event. Or it may be another event that you want to do. But that's the first thing you want to do in preparation, is getting clear about what do you want to see happen for yourself. If you're not clear about what you want, it's very challenging to set goals if you're not clear about what you desire. And don't base your desires on what everyone else is doing. What is it that you really want to see happen for your business? What needs to happen for your business in order for it to move forward and to grow? You may say, you know what? I need to go ahead and write my signature book, which is another way of improving or in upgrading your brand in your business. So that may be an area that you need to focus on. You also may focus on, I need to focus on increasing cash in my business. I need some cash infusion in the next 90 days. So what is it that I currently have that I can create a marketing plan around or marketing strategy around to increase my income and promote the services that I offer? So the very first thing, I'm just sharing some ideas, but as I said before, you want to be really clear about what do you want? What do you want to see happen for you in your business? That's the number one thing you need to do. If you're not sure about how to get clarity around that, you may need to attend maybe a workshop or maybe invest in a coach, maybe invest in attending a conference of some sort to get the tools you need to help you get clear about what you need to do. One of the things that many entrepreneurs, especially women Christian CEOs, makes the mistake of trying to figure it out on your own. When you try to figure it out on your own, you are not able to see the big picture of what you want to see happen for yourself. You're not able to see the big picture. So I want you to make sure that you're getting around the support and the help that you need for you to get clear about what is it that you desire to see happen for you. Okay. Number two, once you clear about what you desire to see happen for you in your business, now begin to create the plan in order for you to reach that goal that you're looking for. Or now that you're clear about what you want, what is the plan that you're going to implement to make sure that you are reaching that goal that you desire to, you want to reach? I love planning. That's one of my strong suits, if you will. I extremely love it, and it helps me have a clear plan of action when I create a plan. So in your plan, you may say, okay, I mentioned this before already, but I'm going to reiterate. In your plan, you may say, all right, I'm going to release this program, or I'm going to release this product or service, and I would like to earn $10,000 in the next 90 days. And I need about 10 clients that will help me reach that goal. The investment for this program is going to be $1,000. And here's what I'm going to be able to offer. So now you've got, that's the clarity part. You understand what you want to do. Now here is the next piece. What is the plan to reach those 10 clients? What is the plan that, or what is the marketing strategy you're going to implement to get to that $10,000? What is the, what options or what ways are you going to reach out to potential clients in order to reach that goal? Okay. So that is the second part of you in the preparation stage, being prepared. What is the second piece to that? And that is to plan, write out your plan, write out the plan that you desire to see happen for you. Number three, which is, you've heard this before, but if you keep hearing this over and over again, I do believe there is, it's telling you that it's something that you must do. Number three is to take action. Here's what we get stuck in. We get the clarity that we need. We have the plan, but we get stuck in the action stage. Here's where we get stuck. We overthink the process. Fear sets in. Then you begin to tell yourself, I don't know if anyone is going to purchase this. Is it good enough? Am I charging too much money? You know, this can go down a list of reasons and excuses of why you don't take action. And so here's the area that you got to really work hard towards of switching, and not just switching, but shifting your mindset to first of all, truly believe that you have what people need and desire, and you have what it takes to reach your goal. Action stage is where you have to be consistent. Action stage is where you have to be committed to the process. Action stage is where you get support around you to help you reach your goal. That is the accountability that you need to help to have in order to reach that goal. And so you want to be really riding the momentum in the action stage so you can reach the goal that you desire. So here's what has happened. If you listen to what I've said, you've gotten clarity, right? You've created a plan. Now you have taken action. You took in all of that energy, put it into a productive, being a productive plan of being prepared, getting in preparation for where you desire to go versus sitting in worry, sitting in fear, sitting in overwhelm. You took all of that energy and you prepared yourself to get the results that you desire to see happen for yourself in your business. It sounds really simple, right? It sounds really simple to do. And honestly, it is. It all starts with a decision that you have to make in order to reach your goal. Actually, this morning, I was, every morning I tried to make a practice to pray, and not just a quick prayer, but really be in prayer with God, in conversation with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit put in my heart today, and it was about prepare for what you see in your heart. Prepare for the vision I have given to you. Prepare for what you are envisioning yourself in your heart that I've given you in order for it to become into fruition. The thing about it is, here's what's awesome. You get clarity, you plan, you take action. But guess what? The results is not up to you. The results is left up to God. Now, isn't that awesome? All you have to do is get in action and do the work. That's all you have to do. See, the thing about it is, when you're sitting in worry, when you're sitting in fear, and you're sitting in overwhelm, that doesn't move God in any way, form, or fashion. It doesn't move him in any area of your life. What moves him is your willingness to act in faith and take action so you can move forward. That's what he moves on. When you get up, you get the plan, you get clarity, you get the help, you get the support, and you take action on that, now you have given God something to bless. Now you have offered him something that he can honor. Now you have offered him something that he can multiply. Can I get an amen? All right. And so I'm getting excited by just telling you this because it is what I apply to my own life on a consistent and everyday basis. There are moments where I can find myself sitting in fear because I'm looking at my current circumstances. But once I realize there's no fruit in me living in fear. There is no fruit in me living in overwhelm. The fruit is in taking action. The fruit is in moving forward. I may not know all of the answers. I may not have everything, but I got enough to take action so God can move in my business and I can get the results I am looking for in my life. Here's the thing. Lady CEOs, I want you to hear me. God did not give you a business to want you to fail. There are areas that he is teaching you through the process that he wants you to learn. There are moments when there are moments where there is lean times in the business, but he sustains you. There are times in your business where it is overflow with harvest and it is everywhere. There are times when you need to maybe be quiet and finish some projects that you were not able to finish due to you being busy. So you have to pay attention to the time that you're in. In the It's My Time to Rise community, which is the business center and entrepreneur center that I own, we are in the momentum stage. And the momentum stage is prepare for the harvest, prepare for overflow, because people are coming in, people are asking for different services, people are wanting what we have to offer. And so we have to be clear about what is it we're going to offer, who are going to be our ideal clients, how are we going to serve them, what is the investment it's going to take for us to really get them where they desire to be. And so we're in this momentum stage of getting more clarity, more direction, and packaging up what we're going to offer. So that is what I'm sharing with you, amazing CEO women, is don't sit back, but get in action. That's where your faith is. That's where God can move in your business. If you are in need of, and I said this earlier, of a cash infusion, here's what I understand. You have the answer already inside of your business, and it's already inside of you. You already have the answer. What you have to do is get clear about what is it that you can offer that provides a solution to your ideal community and take action to offer that opportunity to your clients. That's all you have to do. One of the areas I always share too, if sometimes there's too much noise that is happening in your life, there's too much chaos that is around you, there's too much things of going on. So you need to spend time of getting quiet, getting away so you can hear God, so you can take action on what you need to do. And 9 times out of 10, he always gives you what you already know. It's something that you already know to do, but you're overlooking it because you're sitting in a place of overwhelm and fear, and the noise is crowding out his voice. The noise is crowding out what you need to hear for you to move forward. So my encouragement to you on this week is to prepare for what you want God to do in your business. Get the clarity you need, create the plan, and take action. Don't wait. Don't sit on the sidelines. Sometimes you may need to get off of social media. Sometimes you need to maybe fast, put that plate aside and get in communication with God. Sometimes you need to consecrate your thoughts. Whatever you need to do for you to get clarity, do it, because God desires to bless you beyond what you can imagine, beyond what you can ever dream of. He desires to do that for you. What I've learned today is that God has anointed you to dominate the area he's called you to. But if you're living in a place of overwhelmed fear, that means you're not in a place of preparation. So you really want to get in preparation for what God desires for you to do. So I'm going to reiterate really quick what those place things that you can do to prepare. That is one, get clarity. That is number two, get a plan. And number three, take action. Take action on what he's given, what he's given you to do and move forward. I want to share as I end with this. In all of our podcast shows, one thing you're going to hear a theme. The theme that I'm always going to talk about is moving forward and taking action. That is the theme that you will always hear in our podcast and any talk that I ever give. I am always going to talk about moving forward and taking action. And that is what I'm encouraging you to do today. So I want you guys to have a power pack week. You have an assignment to go do. Go take action. Get those results that you're looking for, believing God for the amazing results in your life so you can get where you desire to be. You guys have an amazing week. Stay tuned to next Monday. Don't forget to download your free gift. You don't want to miss it. All right. You have an amazing week. God bless.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.